This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the USA and Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kenny Fisher. Good afternoon, chaps.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Kenny.
Good afternoon, Johnny and Nick. Nice to be with you.
Interesting day today. We've had quite a bit of very important data. I suppose the headline would be the latest US CPI. Consumer prices have risen at the slowest pace in more than 3 years. That surely will bolster the case for the Fed to start cutting interest rates sooner rather than later. Would you agree, Nick?
Definitely, Johnny. I think, you know, you mentioned the CPI, but you couple that with yesterday's producer price index as well. And you've got a story here where inflation's nicely coming down. And I mean, just in time, because last couple weeks, the market has been really scared about growth and whether or not the U.S. economy is going to hang in there. So I'll paint it this way. If we had seen hot inflation figures this week, we may have seen a resumption of what started last week, which was the big carry trade unwind, scared around that. You know, we very well could have seen, you know, maybe not the carry trade stuff, because that would have, you know, the interest rate differential would have been expected to stay, you know, held where it's at for the yen and the dollar. But for the stock market and for, you know, risk on assets, we would have seen some ugliness. But today and yesterday, the inflation readings coming in light are good news for parts of the economy that are very sensitive to interest rates. And again, it feels like it's just in time, because if the Fed's going to cut in September and be able to keep growth steady, we want to see that inflation not become a threat. So today's CPI, good news, 2.9% year over year. Core was not as much progress, but still, you take a look at the whole summation of this week's inflation data, and you've got some really good progress. You had wage growth from the last NFP was down, CPI, the producer price index. Inflation seems to be becoming more and more tame. Not to mention, look at commodity prices. They've been trending lower for some time. You're seeing some nice overall disinflation trends continue. So again, I think the bigger thing was there was no red alert freak out events because inflation's still a problem. That seems to be leaving the stage of, you know, whether or not the market's going to go up or down. That conversation seems to be closing. And now the question is more so, can the Fed thread the needle, keep the economy strong enough to the finish line and begin the rate cut process without seeing any sort of major recession? Up for debate, certainly, but inflation not being a problem helps out, because that gives the Fed the green light to be perhaps begin the process of rate cuts.
Kenny, what's your view on this?
Well, just taking off where Nick left off, inflation was pretty much within expectations, which, as Nick mentioned, I think that served as an important signal to calm the markets, because right now the stock markets in the U.S. are showing very little change, which may not have been the case if inflation had been hot. The question is, the Fed is virtually certain to cut rates in September, but it's a question of how much, which will be the burning question when they meet in mid-September. Will they cut by a quarter point or by a much larger half point? And today I saw one source that gave the half point cut as high as 60%. It's the highest I've seen. So it's up in the air. It's a live meeting. And there are strong implications for how much the Fed will cut. And we'll see with data in the next few weeks, probably determining what the Fed does. It's pretty sure we'll have a rate cut, but it's actually quite exciting to see how much they plan to cut by.
And what about the U.S. currency? What about the dollar, Nick? How has that reacted to this news?
Well, the dollar seems to be headed back, at least at the time of recording this. Seems like it's headed back down to the August 5th, that big, you know, scary Monday day. Looks like we're getting pretty close to those lows again for the dollar, this time, again, off of the cooling inflation data, more so than, you know, the big NFP scare that we had the Friday before that August 5th day. I think what's interesting about price action here for the dollar index is that these levels, we're getting close to where we started out 2024 at. We're headed back to it. We're currently sitting right around a big level of support that we hit in early March of this year. So we've really given back a lot of that dollar strength that seemed so persistent for much of this year. 102.5 level got broken. We're currently sitting around 102.35 on the dollar index. So dollar continues to be trending lower, putting in lower highs and lower lows. So we'll see if that can continue and whether or not we can take out the 102 level, which I think would signal, you know, a solid bear trend for the dollar index.
Meanwhile, guys, on this side of the Atlantic, the UK's inflation rate has risen for the first time this year. Overall, prices rose by 2.2% in the year to July. However, that rise was widely predicted and, in fact, was a little less than some had expected. So I suppose that is good news for those hoping for more interest rate cuts from the Bank of England, Kenny.
Absolutely, Johnny. As you mentioned, inflation did rise from 2%, which is the Bank of England's target, to 2.2%, but just a notch below the 2.3% estimate. And also the core inflation dropped as well from 3.5% to 3.3%. So still a bit high, but it's on the right trajectory. And the markets are looking seriously at another rate cut in September. After we had a rate cut on August 1st from the Bank of England, the first rate cut in this cycle. So it's looking like we may see a series of rate cuts from the Bank of England, which a few months ago no one would have expected because inflation had been quite high and they had a very tough fight getting inflation down. But they seem to have pushed it back very close to the 2% target. And we could see another rate cut next month from the Bank of England.
It's interesting because the Monetary Policy Committee very narrowly voted for that rate cut this month, 5-4, I think it was, between the MPC members. And some had criticized that decision. But it actually looks like now, bearing in mind all this data we're having on both sides of the Atlantic, that it was the wise and sensible thing to do.
Yes, I think you're right. It is looking good. The new data is also at an interesting time because it's the new government that's talking about having inherited this bit of an economic mess. We had an employment report yesterday from the UK, which was mixed because unemployment did go down, but the unemployment rolls went up. Wage growth went down a little bit. So it's unclear if the labor market is strengthening or is cooling. And I think if another report or two more reports will give us a better inclination as to where that's going. If the labor market shows that it's cooling, that will give more support for another rate cut. So it's a bit of a wait and see to see what the UK market is doing and what the Bank of England will do. Certainly another cut is in the cards.
Yeah, Kenny, just to add to that, you know, I like to look at central banks as a collective. I always talk about it as like a herd of buffalo. What one central bank is doing, they typically follow each other around. And so seeing some cooling inflation out of the US, as we just discussed, but then also to both of you guys' points about what seems to be surprisingly more dovish outlook now for the Bank of England, rate cuts on the way in and all of the stuff going on with the change in political parties there as well. What's interesting is that we're seeing this on a global stage as well. You're seeing most central banks poised to begin rate cuts. And then we had an interesting one last night, actually, was the RBNZ choosing to cut rates, which was a bit of a surprise to the market. Some people expected it, but largely there's a big reaction. So that usually tells you that there was some surprise there on that front. And so, you know, maybe it's more of the same story that we seem to be getting from most places, which is growth is really stalling. Inflation problems are on the way out, again, visible by not just the US inflation data, but look at, as I mentioned earlier, commodity prices trending lower. We're seeing that inflation story cool globally, and we're now starting or continuing to see central banks gear up for rate cuts. So the New Zealand dollar here today is down just shy of 1%, down about 0.9% at the time of us recording this. And so, you know, you're seeing more global, you know, decision-making towards rate cuts. So we'll see if that continues.
Just to pick up from that, Nick, as you mentioned, the RBNZ did lower rates. It was from 5.5% to 5.25%, and that's after they've held rates for over a year. So as you mentioned, it was a bit of a surprise. And I think what also surprised the markets and caused the sharp decline in the New Zealand dollar was somewhat of an aggressive forward guidance. The central bank signaled that they plan another cut before the end of the year and up to three more cuts by mid-2025, which is interesting because back in May, the New Zealand central bank said they did not plan to lower rates until the middle of next year. And they had, like the actually the Australian Central Bank, talked a lot about raising rates because of inflation. So I think their aggressive tone today took the markets a bit by surprise, which caused the New Zealand dollar to fall sharply. And I like your analogy with the herd of buffalo. I think we're seeing that the New Zealand Central Bank is joining the herd. And not only that, but they're moving very quickly. We're seeing this herd move towards lowering rates, and they're starting to pick up the pace of the gallop. We saw that the RBNZ did this, and other banks have done it. We're expecting more central banks to cut, and certainly the Fed in September. So the cycle of lowering rates is gaining steam, which certainly will have an effect on the currency markets and the financial markets.
You know, and as you were saying that, Kenny, I thought of something else too. You know, when we see a global monetary policy easing trend, maybe that also helps to bolster the price here for gold. I mean, we see gold responds heavily to not just the US or not just, you know, the major central banks, but globally, what, you know, the economies of the world are looking like, but also where central banks are at. And we actually see gold down slightly here, 0.7% today, but you have to kind of look at it in the context of where we're at over the last few months. I mean, this has been a remarkable year for gold. Remember, gold is this boring metal that doesn't do a lot, and then it moves up dramatically during certain periods. And I would say that this year has been one of those dramatic periods for gold. You take a look at gold from 2022's lows. I'm cherry picking here a little bit, but you know, October, November of 2022 until now, we've seen gold go up by 53%, which is a huge gain. I actually saw something interesting. Of course, the stock market in Japan fell very heavily recently, but somebody pointed out, I saw on this chart, that it was like over the last 10-year, you know, global bull run, gold has outperformed a lot of stock markets, including Japan's stock market, the Nikkei. So really interesting to see. I think that trend towards global easing in central banks continues to be a positive thing for the price of gold. And not to mention, I know Johnny and I were talking about it just the other day, just the geopolitical tensions don't seem to be going anywhere globally. And unfortunately, that is an ever-present supportive thing for the price of certain commodities that become precious or rare in elevated, you know, global tensions like gold and oil. So just something to think about as well on this talk of global central bank monetary policy easing.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. Really interesting to speak to both of you today. And Nick, we will speak again on Friday.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Nick.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.